This year's hotly contested presidential race will be decided in several battleground states, including Virginia. Where do the candidates stand right now in Virginia? We're joined now by Paul Bedard, Washington Secrets columnist for The Examiner. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dick.
Which way are the polls moving in Virginia?
Well, they seem to be slightly moving in Mitt Romney's direction. I mean, in Virginia, only next to Ohio, is where the race seems to be extremely tight. Rasmussen has just put out another poll which showed that Romney is 49% to Obama's 47%. 3-point gap. It's within the margin of error, but that's about 1 or 2 points more for Romney. This is after the second debate. And so that's why you see so many of these candidates showing up in Virginia. I was in Leesburg last Wednesday where Romney spoke and talked to a lot of voters, and they seemed to sense the same thing. Now, Rasmussen also found that among those who say, you know what, we're definitely going to vote, Romney leads 52% to 47%. But, you know, it's not all bad news for the president. The president, by 10 points, leads in the issue of, you know, who understands the middle class more. And when Virginians are asked, well, whatever, who's going to win the election in the bottom line, they say 51%, the president.
Paul, you say you were in Leesburg. The conventional wisdom always seems to be that Northern Virginia is solidly Democratic and then the South, you know, leans Republican. I presume there's nothing that would change that this cycle, is there?
Well, I mean, maybe in the percentages. Overwhelmingly in 2008, Northern Virginia went Democratic. I mean, the state went Democratic. So now it's kind of shifting back to where it normally is, which is about the time you get to Leesburg in Northern Virginia, it starts to move more Republican. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the crowd that he was drawing, not just from Leesburg, but also over from Winchester and further west and further south. You see a lot of money now being poured into Richmond. That's kind of a purple area where the Republicans sense that they're starting to pick things up. Norfolk, Hampton Roads remain solidly Democratic.
You mentioned Ohio, and that's often viewed as the big prize. And
yeah.
Briefly, what's going on in Ohio?
The president is gaining slightly up in three different polls over the weekend by 1 point, and so it remains the battleground. That there's the focus is Columbus over to Cincinnati, where there are more Republican voters, and they're just trying to energize the Republican side, trying to energize their side.
Paul, always great to get your insight.
Thanks.
Paul Bedard, Washington Secrets columnist for The Examiner.